Welcome to Around Montgomery County on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. My guest this week is Kyle Herschelman, who is now the president of the Hillsborough Chamber of Commerce. So we're talking about the State of Hillsborough Breakfast. What is the State of Hillsborough?
Good, I assume.
Absolutely. State of Hillsborough is wonderful, but you know, this breakfast is a good opportunity for us as the Hillsborough Chamber of Commerce to go out and share with people what the business climate is, what the city is doing, and not just the present, but also the future with the MCEDC and the CEO program too.
And this isn't the first one that you've had.
No, we had one last year as well, and we thought it went really well. And it's a good partnership between these other organizations and the chamber.
And that is going on March 17th, which is a Friday.
Yep, that's correct.
It starts at 7:30.
Yep, starts at 7:30. Come and get you some breakfast from the fine folks at the Hillsborough Moose.
You want to run down the agenda for me and tell me?
Sure.
Tell me what's going on.
7:30, we will be serving breakfast. Like I said, the Moose, Hillsborough Moose will be providing that. At 8:10, we will have the welcome and the chamber update from yours truly, which is, anytime you give me a microphone, it's always a hit and miss occasion, but it should be a lot of fun. Then we'll have representatives from the city, the MCEDC, Imagine Hillsborough, and also the Montgomery County CEO program. So it's a great opportunity for people in the public to learn about what these groups are doing, what to kind of network with people, and also to just get kind of a climate of how things are in Hillsborough. So yeah, we think it's going to be, you know, an excellent event. Should wrap up by about 9 o'clock or so, give or take. And you know, it's a free breakfast. Everyone is welcome to attend. We do ask that you make reservations. You can call the chamber office at 532-3711 or email us at hillsboroughchamber.il@gmail.com.
Sounds good. And do you anticipate this being, I know this is the second one, but do you anticipate this being a yearly thing?
We are hoping that it can be, you know. I mean, I think it, obviously anybody can go to, you know, a city council meeting or these meetings or call up their alderman or
commissioner.
Yeah. Thank you. Sam, you know, I'm used to Litchfield.
Yeah.
They can call up their commissioner and ask what's going on with the city. You know, it's a good opportunity for people to hear it straight from the people that make decisions and that are working to make Hillsborough a better place to live.
Did I hear or did I see you also be having like a county update as well? Is that on there, or is it strictly Hillsborough?
I think it's just strictly Hillsborough. So
I may have read it wrong.
They do the MCEDC, which is a Montgomery County, you know, thing. Same thing with Montgomery County Montgomery CEO program. So those are going to be the big ones. I think we want to focus since, you know, the Hillsborough Chambers, the biggest part, you know, that's what we want to have that the biggest focus on there. So
sounds good. And again, this is a free event. And one more time, if somebody would like to reserve their spot because reservations are required, how do they get a hold of you?
You can call the chamber office at 532-3711 or email us at hillsboroughchamber.il@gmail.com. Also, the information is on our Facebook page. So if you search for the Hillsborough, Illinois Chamber of Commerce, all of that's on there too.
Sounds good. And you are the president of the Chamber of Commerce.
I am the president of the Chamber of Commerce.
How's that been working? How long has that been?
That has been roughly 1 month. And it's been good so far. I haven't had too many responsibilities, which is good, because the day after I was voted as president, we had our second child, Charlotte Grace. So it's been interesting balancing those. But my father-in-law and my mother-in-law have both been active in the chamber. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this was something that we wanted to continue. And so I'm excited to do it for the next year.
Sounds good. Was there anything else you wanted to mention, whether it was regarding this or anything else the chamber has coming up?
No, we're just really excited. We're still currently looking or in the process of hiring a new executive director. You know, that's coming along very well, and we'll have that. Had a few board members leave the board, but in particular, Mary Brown, who was the president last year and the last few years.
Okay.
And she did an excellent job and is you know, one of the staples of the Hillsborough business community, and we thank her for all that she has done. And you know, like I said, I learned a lot from her And I hope I follow her a good example for her. So
has she still been helping you out throughout this
Absolutely.
Month?
Absolutely. You know, like I said, she, you know, I haven't got a chance to talk to her as much just because I haven't been around
right.
Quite as much. But I know she's been helping with some of the interviews and some of the transition and things like that. And I also know that anytime we needed anything, whether it be advice or anything, you know, I'm sure Mary would be right there for us. So.
Sure. Thanks for coming in.
I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Thanks, David.
Again, that was Hillsborough Chamber of Commerce President Kyle Herschelman. And that's it for this edition of Around Montgomery County. I'm David Jenkins. Tune in next time. Until then, so long.